So there was like a video. If you don't know, let's look at this, right? Somebody sent me the video. I didn't post it. But this is Ari bending over, twerking, throwing her backside, her buttocks, her BBL against something or someone. And her little baby boy over here watching, like, what is mommy doing? Now, people thought this was a club, but apparently this was like a private get-together. Regardless, the situation doesn't change where, you know, people are saying you're not being a good mother if you're fucking throwing ass with your baby boy watching. You get me? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know if I'm the perfect person to comment on this. I'm going to be very clear. The reason why I think I'm not the perfect person to comment on this is because not only out of respect for me, but out of her obligation as a mother, after my mom separated with my father, they were married at one point, they got divorced. Then my mom came over here and she brought us over here. We've never really seen ever my mom like prioritize her, you know, like her wanting a nigga or her trying to turn up for niggas or her having fun despite of us, if you get what I mean, right? And I think this is just two different mentalities. And I don't want to say it because, you know, people already hate me, they judge me when I say some immigrant shit. But I'll just speak to my mother. My mother, the reason why I spoil my mom so much is because I know she gave up a lot of her personal life for us. Ari is one of those women who, like, unless you heard that she had a kid, you wouldn't think she had a kid. She acts like she doesn't have a kid. And for the most part, she just acts like one of those type chicks in a club. I don't know if I could give accurate or give real conversations around what she's doing, because some of y'all might have grew up like that. Y'all might have grew up watching y'all mom twerking on niggas in the club, sucking niggas off in the corner. That wasn't my life. So I can't really say how I would have turned out or how I would have acted if my mom did that, because my mom never did some shit like that. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I was a kid and I watched, and say I did watch my mom do that, I'll be appalled. But maybe I'm only appalled because my mom never did that. But I got to ask y'all, if y'all mom, you know, constantly running around with hood dudes and leaving you at home, you like your mom go in the room next to y'all, she tell y'all to play video games and turn it up, but she really in there sucking dick and getting fucked. You know what I mean? Like, y'all go to a family function or some type of function, and like y'all in the corner, you look over, your mom just twerking on a nigga, doing all type of stuff, or just twerking, period, busting it wide open. I don't know. Like, I don't know what that experience is like. You know? I guess I'm fortunate in that sense. Because I would think this picture alone is really, it kind of seems, I don't know. But I have to imagine that these days, women are used to it. You know what I mean? Like, kids are used to it. Like, for example, let me just a poll. Have you ever seen your mom, like, twerk? One in the chat if you've seen your mom twerk. Two in the chat if you've never seen it. Honestly. Be honest. Don't cap. Do not cap. Do not cap in that goddamn YouTube chat. Somebody says there's a next big crypto vault in you. Y'all can find them on Twitter. Man, brother, thank you for the $49. But right now, crypto's in the tank, nigga. The wrong time to promote that, brother. Okay? Listen, do not listen to this nigga. He told me some altcoin while Ethereum and Bitcoin ain't doing good. You better chill, brother. Culture said, yo, I see everybody saying, Trevin Hill, have you really seen your mom twerk, like, in front of you? I'm really interested to know. I'm looking for who said one in Twitch. Hoop God, you seen your mom twerk in front of you. Sev Bang says, he said two, but he says, I'm 42. I'm a different age bracket. I don't think it's an age bracket, man. Yo, like, again, yo, put it like this. Okay, let me give you out the realities, because I think what Sev Banks is alluding to is what a lot of people believe, where it's like, yo, oh, no, it's not that your mom wasn't doing this, it's just that you don't know or whatever, like, it's different. Play this. I might argue that women from my mom's generation might have been wilder than women from the generation now. But you as a kid were always shielded from it. And maybe it was just basically based on it was no internet. But right here, it's not even an internet situation. They're in the same room. I'll give an example. My grandmother had 10 kids. And she had 10 kids, I believe, by six dudes. That's wild if we think about it now, right? But back then, everybody was shielded from it. Like you didn't see your... Like, my mom never seen her mom run in the streets. You get what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, it was protecting the child despite what you had going on. That's the only point what I'm trying to say. So it's like, it's not that, oh, chicks just start wilding now. It's just that now, I think they're accepting the fact that who cares if their kid finds out. I was watching Fresh and Fit the other night. Some chick is like, yo, I'm going to be so rich, my son won't give a fuck if he find a video of me sucking a dick. Really? Huh? That's already, you can see how Kim K freaking out over her kid about to find out some shit on Roblox. But these days, women just feel like, well, if as long as money's coming in, and by the way, I heard, so to give context to this, this was a private event. She's twerking. Her son's in the background kind of watching, like, what is mommy doing? And by the way, it's the most confusing thing for a kid, because you're trying to figure out, you know, kids follow their parents. So when you watch your parent doing something or something getting done to them, you're almost kind of wondering, like, what's going on here? You're confused. So people started this petition to say, give G Herbo full custody of your Sean. That's the name of the kid that they both share. And this is what Ari had to say in response.
Okay, they said, hey, you had that baby in that club. Okay, whatever y'all say, boo, sign that petition. Do what you need to do.
It's a petition for what?
Take your son and give him to his daddy. How you gonna get a position to voluntarily give my baby to somebody who ain't even asking for him? Y'all crazy. Whoever made that position, I wish nothing but greatness for you.
I wanna see it. I wonder if they give
me
signatures.
Yes, baby, they taking us to 100.
Oh, 100? Oh, they found 100 haters.
We find 10 million haters. One thing about it, Santana ain't going nowhere, baby. Okay.
I think she has said some more stuff. I'm going to try to find it with her. Like, you know, her boob is constantly popping out the whole live. She had said some more shit. Let's see if I could find it. Where is it? Is it here?
Okay. Gonna get a position. Yes, baby,
they're taking
us to one.
Anyway, let me see.
What?
I want to see it.
I wonder if they're
getting
signatures.
Yes, baby, they're taking us to 100.
Oh, 100? Oh, they.
Santana ain't
going
nowhere, baby.
Breaking news.
Anyway, there's a clip where she just explicitly says, yo, I'm out here just getting the racks. I'm bringing home money to my kids. So it's not a problem. Pretty much, in a roundabout way, right? And she did definitely say, to be fair to her, she's like, yo, the video y'all are seeing is her... I'm guessing. Yeah, the videos y'all are seeing is her at a private event, not a club. But she say, number one, G Herbo don't want the kid. Number two, yo, she's bringing home these racks to the kid. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even have any opinion of it. Just because I feel like Ari is the definition of new age woman. I see a lot of women look up to people like Ari. I've been disturbed by the amount of women who idolize or love. There's this new thing that's popping these days called Jocelyn Cabaret. And it's just ratchetivity, brother. It's just straight ratchetivity. Just like uncouth animal instincts. Chicks acting like wild chimpanzees. It's not my type of thing. You get me? Like, this is why chivalry is dead. These chicks talk like men, act like men. They're mad masculine. Only thing they're feminine is how they talk about how they suck dick. But it's like, is that, I don't even know. So like those type of chicks, I'm like, y'all got it. But I think Ari is a representation of the modern woman. So I kind of check out of really having commentary about this because based on how I was raised and based how my mom was, like, I won't understand how she is. And I'll probably judge her unfairly. Not because my mom did, I think, a decent job of raising me the way she was means everybody needs to be like my mom. The majority of women, I believe, they're like Ari. They're ratchet. They talk. They're loud. They curse all the time. Like, they're just not ladies. Like, you know what I mean? They're just... they're either wannabe or just badass bitches. You know what I mean? Like, that's what these chicks want to be. They don't want to be like ladies or a woman. They want to be like, yo, I'm a bad bitch. That's it. So when I see shit like that, that's exactly what I expect to see. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, people who kind of look up to people like this, my homie was telling me how he was fucking this one girl, and he said her baby was in a corner. But it was like the baby, they couldn't talk at that point. But it's like, yo, the baby is kind of like, and he was like, yo, sometimes when he would put his head up, and the sweat's drenching off his fucking face, and he looks up, and he looks around, he was sometimes meet eye contact with the baby. And he was just like, she didn't give a fuck. And I'm like, that's what I think these bitches are, bro. These bitches are ratchet, bro. I can't deal with ratchet chicks, bro. Bro, I'm just being honest with you. Like, these girls are ratchet. I can't tell if she's... bro, the majority of women is like Ari. She's probably par for the course. Who am I to tell her that she can't twerk in front of her kid? Like, nigga, that might be a... might be a mating exercise or some type of fuck. I don't know what the fuck that could be. I don't know what it is. So, no disrespect to Ari. Do your thing, girl. Keep twerking. I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say. It's like, bro, hold on. I'm going to put it on YouTube. I want you to watch this whole live. Ari Fletcher live. But there's just something about it, bro.
You can't smash the burger down.
I'm not sure. Wait, let me put a little mayonnaise on it.
I did my shit up too. I got mayonnaise on, man. Right, I love me, and I got hot pepper on, man. Okay, did they put hot pepper on yours?
Yeah.
Let me see.
The mayonnaise. Oh, you took all the mayonnaise. What the fuck, honey?
I barely get it. So should I bite this or is it going to, like?
This, we're going to do this.
Hold on, I got to get in the camera.
I'm making a fucking mess. Oh, damn. I got to come over there.
I'm going to go in.
By the way, also, I got to give some context to this. Yo, I'm just one of those dudes, and you could say whatever. Oh, you're just not man enough to handle it, bro. Like, bro, I can't deal with a ratchet girl, bro. Like, I just can't, bro. Yo, I've always had this one standard when it comes to my girlfriend. This is my girlfriend. If I'm just fucking you, it don't matter. My girlfriend can't have a hair full of weave and wigs. No. Not my girlfriend. If a bitch we just fucking you, do whatever you want to do. My girlfriend, we gotta get this shit right. Like, I don't like that type of shit, brother. Like, I don't like ratchet bitches like that, brother. I gotta keep it 100 with you. Like, my girl, And by the way, you know, and I've had girls like who wear wigs sometimes. Like, yo, if we about to go to a wedding and we're going somewhere and you gotta, bro, you might not know nobody do your hair there. You wanna put some weave or wig? That's cool, that's cool. I ain't tripping on that. I'm talking about these chicks who just wear a lace front every fucking day. I couldn't do it. I definitely couldn't do it. And that's not knocking no one who could. But that's just like what I realized about, like, you know, I don't have that many standards when it comes to, like, you know, like a girlfriend. But I always appreciate just natural beauty in women. So, like, for example, like, if I was dating Ari, I'd be like, yo, Ari, like, all that, like, caked down baby hair and that weaving wig. You know what I mean? Well, she's an entertainer, but if she wasn't an entertainer, I'd be like, yo, baby, like, unless you're doing it for somebody else, baby, I just want to see a natural you. Nah, they might shame me the fuck out of here for that because, you know what I mean? You're insecure if you tell a girl you want to see, like, her without, like, wigs, fake eyelashes, tons of makeup. But, yeah, like, a lot of shit, bro, I couldn't fuck with, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
My burger bigger than yours. You trying to move that?
Your burger is not big. Hey.
I got bacon on mine.
Exactly. Come on, what let's do this.
I gotta get over there. Oh.
Push it. You gotta push this back. It's too heavy for me.
Hold this. So I can push it back. That motherfucker almost is too heavy for me.
Okay. You just gonna have to back up. Okay. Hold on.
Just do it like Tom.
All right, let me try to skip to the interesting part. Okay. That ain't it. I guess it's this one. My bad.
Be for real.
Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Stop. Because if I would offer you $20,000 to rent your crib out, you would let me do it. No question asked. And I would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds in your crib. And you would.
Yo, I didn't mean to cut her off, but Chat, can we discuss this for a quick second? What city has the most unattractive women when it comes to just the sound of their voice? Like, is it something about Chicago? Most of these Chicago women, they sound so masculine. Same with New York, I'm going to be honest. Same with New York. And a little bit with L.A. too. What cities have the most feminine women? Feminine. Yeah, New York. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. New York City got the least. Okay. All right, okay. I feel like y'all are naming the ones who have the most masculine, right? So New York, Chicago. Why I keep saying Memphis? Don't Memphis girls sound nice? Somebody said Bronx bitches. Somebody said, Akio, like, bro, I don't like ghetto, bro. I kid you not. Bro, like, yo, is that a cancelable thing? Bro, I just don't like ghetto women, bro. I just don't like it, though. Bronx. Somebody said Rutgers chicks. Houston? Yeah, I've heard Houston girls. They sound good. Okay. Nashville? Okay. All right, Nashville. Yo, there's some people who like ghetto girls, though. Remember when I was talking to AJ? And, like, AJ, like, he was trying to get... Remember that last stream and he was trying to get that girl, whatever. AJ's type is ratchet. He love ratchet bitches. Like, me and him have argued about girls for years. Because he likes the girls who are like Ari. Ratchet as fuck, but as long as they got a BBL and some nice titties, he don't care how they look facially, and he don't care how ratchet they are. They could have a bullet wound, 19 tattoos, like, fucking ratchet as a motherfucker, and he's going to be like, damn, that's a 10. Bro, I hate girls like that, bro. Like, I just can't deal with it. So I said, the more ghetto, the better. D. Nunez says, Newark girls. Oh, my God, I can't do it. That's a turnoff. Okay, should I hop in Discord? I'm going to hop in Discord for a little bit. Chat, if y'all haven't been in Discord, y'all got to get up in the Discord now. I'm hopping in Discord real quick. I'm about to get into, let me get into, all right, I'm in here. Oh, shit, no, I'm in the wrong Discord. Let me get to my Discord. Here we go, here we go. All right, let me go here.
Implies like sunk cost fallacy where it's like, yo,
we have to cracking with y'all niggas here, man.
Input the pro-